Make your life better with a new job at UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker, earn $14.50 plus up to $425 in weekly bonuses depending on shift. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/Louisville. That's upsjobs.com/Louisville.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
It's the whitest thing Sweeney said on the air. Oh, I can do better. I've seen 3-6 Mafia twice.
The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Take that, Ennis. You just made Malik Williams news. Bob Baffert doesn't give a damn about that.
And James Strebel.
No sir, Elsa. Flavio.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
How do you get rid of butt cheek cramps, do you think?
I don't know, Mark.
I mean, is it the new trainer's job to, you know, do like a little chop suey on those things? What do you do? Like, what do you do?
Mark, I don't know. And I'm not going down that road.
You don't know?
No.
Maybe we should ask Clemson. They're into the butt stuff. All right, 5 o'clock hour is presented by Cox's Spirit Shop and Evergreen Liquors. They got you covered. All the beer, all the craft beer, all the spirits, all the wine.
Ooh, wine.
All the stogies, the premium cigar action.
There we go.
All that craft beer at the Evergreen Liquors locations. They got you covered. Cox'sLouisville.com, and they're also delivering right now well-lit stores, clean stores, friendly service. They got you covered at Cox's Spirit Shop and Evergreen Liquors. We are in the, I think we'll be podcasting. We need to tell Mitch this. I'll text him while we're interviewing Rick Bozich,
Okay. Who's
going to join us here in just a second. We need to play some of the Orlando Antigua stuff for people.
Yeah.
Especially you.
Well,
just being a star.
Yeah, I loved it. I loved every minute of it.
I know you did.
And I love having Rick Bozich on, too.
Yeah, and let's bring him on. Rick, good afternoon. And we don't, you know, no offense to you, Rick, but your boy over here, Strebel, was fanboying over Orlando Antigua earlier today. So while he likes to talk to you, there's not the same zest and vigor in his voice that there was about an hour ago.
You know, I deal with that, my children and my grandchildren, so I'm used to it. That's okay. I'm not the big draw that I used to be.
Oh, I'm sorry to disappoint
you. Well, back in the day, yeah.
Back in the day?
He's past his prime at this point. He's past his prime. We did find out from Mitchell Hannigan that if he were to fanboy over one athlete, it would be Jim Edmonds. What do you make of that, Rick? Jim Edmonds.
Wow, that's an interesting choice. I thought his Cardinal guy would be Albert Pujols, but Jim Edmonds did some fantastic things. He's a little wacky off the field, baby. Is that the reason? He's got kind of a mixed bag off the field.
That's a great point. He had an affair with the nanny, if we're just being honest.
Yes,
so there
he did.
That happened. Yeah, that didn't happen to me, but that happened.
Who doesn't? Who doesn't take the nanny to a St. Louis Blues game in the playoffs? No one will see him. He'll be anonymous in St. Louis. He's Jim Edmonds.
Yeah, who knows who he is?
No one will know who he is out there at all. Go ahead.
Then didn't he move back to St. Louis and, like, kick his ex-wife out of the house or something? I mean,
Yeah, pretty much, Rick.
I spent too much time on TMZ, obviously.
Yeah, not pretty much, Mitch. That's exactly what he did.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. Boy, look at what an odd place to start. If you're just joining us, sucking up to Orlando Antigua and Jim Edmonds infidelity talk. It's an odd place to start at 5:03 with Rick Bozich here on this Thursday on ESPN 680 105.7. Good God, there's so many places to start. I guess your initial reaction yesterday when it came out, Coach K, there's the what does it mean for Louisville? What does it mean for Kentucky, who is recruited against them? What does it mean for the ACC to lose two big guns? There's the John Shire angle, lots of places to go. So I guess let's just be general here at the very beginning, Rick. What did you make of one of the greats going to walk away after this season?
Surprise and not surprise. Surprise just because any time it happened, it was going to be surprising in the timing of it, but not surprised since he's 74 and going to be 75 next February. I mean, I know some people have tried to couch it as he didn't want to have to deal with the transfer portal and name, image, likeness, but I don't think that's true. I think, you know, when you're 75, it's ready to to kick. It's 10 years.
Duke's
going to
benefit.
Wouldn't win. So
Duke's,
I mean,
Duke's going to benefit. Rick's Duke's going to benefit. Yeah. I mean, come on.
Yeah. And the number one question in all this is Duke going to be able to remain Duke? Because not many people can remember back to before he was the coach. And, you know, Bill Foster, I think, was the coach who took them to the Final Four in 78, and they lost the championship game to Kentucky. And then pretty much got run out of there like 1 or 2 years later because they were fairly mediocre. And there was like a coach before him, that Bucky Waters. I mean, I know that people consider Duke a blue blood, and they have been under Coach K, but I'm not convinced that they're going to be able to keep it up no matter who it is.
Really?
I mean, I'm not. I mean, they might be able to, but Carolina, I'm sure, will be able to. Duke, I'm not.
Really? Okay. So what do you mean? I mean, why do you think that? I mean, so K's bigger than the program, I guess. Is that you know, you not liking John Shire? Or what do you think they're, I mean, I don't want to say a mid-level ACC team. Where do you think they'll be?
They'll still be good, but I mean, they're not, I think they'll be a notch below Carolina and a notch below Kentucky and Kansas and some of the, if UCLA bounces back or Michigan State, whoever you want to throw in there, I'm not convinced they can hang at the very top of the game. Shire is a total unknown. I mean, I know he's been there for a while. Coach K obviously made this call, not the athletic director, not the university president.
Sure.
He's had a ton of other guys who worked for him. Dawkins, Amaker, Chris Collins, Wojciechowski, Hurley, you know the list, Mike Bray. I mean, and they've been okay. They haven't been great. And just the track record is it a lot. I mean, very few guys have been able to follow a legend like that and keep it going. Joby Hall really is probably the best example, and it wasn't easy for him.
Do you think he's a tougher follow than Saban?
No, I think Saban is the toughest in all sports.
I agree.
I mean, what he's done,
he doesn't lose
more than what Coach Day's done.
He doesn't
over the
lose
last decade. I mean,
he doesn't lose games.
He doesn't have a Mercer game, or he doesn't have a year when he doesn't make the tournament. I mean, it's ridiculous. And no, that's a tougher one, and it's a tougher fan base too. I was around long enough to remember when Bear Bryant stepped out and Ray Perkins came in, who was one of their own, and it was hard for him. And we've seen how many coaches Alabama has gone through before they brought in Nick Saban. That's the toughest of them all. And that's going to be coming, whether it's in, you know, 3 years, 5 years, 7 years, whatever. Because I think Saban's going to turn 70 on his next birthday, right?
Yeah, I think so. But I don't know. Do robots turn? do they have an age and you just throw some WD-40 on them, a couple nuts and bolts?
Recharge the battery a little bit.
You recharge the battery, Rick, and you're good to go for another decade recruiting 5 stars and going to the college football playoff.
Every year.
Every single year.
I mean, John Shire is such a blank slate, though. I mean, I'm sure people down there know him and have heard him, but he has no major profile on the national scene. I know people give him credit as being a good recruiter, but they gave Jeff Capel credit for being a great recruiter when he was at Duke. How is that translated at Pittsburgh? We don't know what he's going to be able to do, and who else he's going to have to make a key hire on a staff of an older dude who's more of an experienced coach, because Nate James left. I don't know who the other two coaches. Carwell, maybe, and Nolan Smith is the other one.
Yeah, Nolan Smith is the other one. Right.
This is his first year. I like Nolan Smith. I've known him since he was a little kid because he's Derek's son. But this is his first year moving up from director of ops. I mean,
that's
a big deal. That's a big deal.
What do you make? There's been, and Rick Bosich is with us from WDRB, WDRB.com, here on The Take. It's a Thursday. There has been, I always watch when some coaches get a job, especially former coaches, don't always like when there's a skipping in line, right? When guys haven't earned their due. And let's be honest, to a certain extent, John Shire and Hubert Davis haven't. Like, they've been around the game, but we never got a coaching search. We never got a national search. And to me, that's wild. And they had to keep it in the family. And I don't believe in that. We talked about that back with Indiana and everything else. I think it makes some people feel good about themselves. But there is a certain extent here where two massive jobs came open and two guys got to skip the line. And I just want, for me, I guess it's not even a question, Rick. That's been something that hasn't even been brought up. And usually when a hire is to be had, that is brought up.
I agree. That's because it's Duke and Carolina, and that's because Roy and Coach K said it was going to be that way. And so most people aren't going to push back against that for the most part. I mean, you're right. There are two guys. You're talking about two of the five currently best programs in college basketball are turning their jobs over to two guys who've never been a head coach ever in their careers. Kentucky's never done that, have
no.
they?
I mean, who, well, Kentucky wouldn't do it. Kentucky, I don't think, you know, we had Pat Forty on yesterday, and I agreed with him. Kentucky wouldn't do it, but if Kentucky, you know, if in 3-4 years, whatever it was, if they hired Kenny Payne, I think because of what's happened here, I think I would feel different, but I still think there'd be a group of Kentucky fans that wouldn't back that, that would want this big national search. Now, I say, hey, let's bring a national search, but you're not hiring Bill Self from Kansas, like North Carolina did with Roy, right? Because of not only the cheating, but because he's locked in to a lifetime deal. Sean Miller has nuked his career, right? Rick Pitino's at Iona. I'm just, you know, Jim Boeheim's never going to leave. Like, I don't know where, I don't know where you would even go, and that's before I even bring up the nonsense with Brad Stevens.
Right, and a few years ago, I mean, there was a star quality around Shaka, and that disappeared when he went to Texas, so that's one thing we've learned this year with all the different jobs that have opened is that when you look at the pool of candidates that are out there, there isn't a guy like there was with John Calipari when Kentucky hired him, and there isn't a guy, you know, like Rick Pitino when either Kentucky or Louisville hired him. There's nobody out there like that. It's a fairly uninspired group of guys. And part of the reason is, other places have facilities and means to pay people enough money where maybe in the old days a Villanova coach would go to Kentucky or a Texas Tech coach would go to Kentucky.
Jay Wright's a great example. Absolutely. Yeah. Mark Few.
That's not the case anymore.
Yeah.
That's not the case anymore. So whenever Cal does step down, I have no idea who they'd go. I guess it could be Kenny Payne, but we don't know what position Kenny Payne was going to be in 3 or 4 or 5 years, 10 years, however long it is, because Kenny Payne's already 55 years old.
Yeah, I'm not sure Kenny Payne wants to be a head coach. With the decision he made this offseason, I'm not sure that's the case. Rick Bozich with us here on ESPN 680 1057. What are you going to get Coach K on his retirement tour? Is it going to be a rocking chair? What gift are you going to give him like everyone gave Derek Jeter and Kobe Bryant and Dwayne Wade gifts?
Wow, that's a great question. I might have to go back and find something of 1975 oriented from IU when he's a GA there, and I worked at the Daily Student newspaper. And remind him of the 1 year we were together at IU.
There you go. We'll give Jack Grossman to you. He can be your helper, and you guys can figure that out. Rick Bozich with us. The UK. I don't know if there is a UofL angle. They've had success against Duke, against Coach K. You know, not only beating them in the tournament with you know, Pitino, but Chris Mack has had some success. Louisville fans aren't, you know, scared of Duke, you know, and they had the big comeback with Zion and R.J. Barrett and Cam Reddish and everything else. But on the Kentucky side, the Kentucky angle that I brought up yesterday, Rick, was, you know, Kansas is damaged goods right now. Sean Miller's gone at Arizona, and it feels like for me, you know, you're having to worry about if you're Kentucky, the G League, and like Mark Few, right? And now Coach K is gone, and Cal and K fought over players. There's no doubt about it. That's a big wig that I think Shire will be able to recruit, but I'm sorry, I don't think he's going to be able to bring in the guys that they did. To me, this is a helping thing for Kentucky basketball. They bring in a new staff as well. This is a good thing for Kentucky. That's how I see it.
I agree. And I read today, I guess, the coach, I don't know if Coach K had a press conference or a Zoom or whatever it was, but that he wasn't going to go recruiting this summer, that he was going to just concentrate on coaching the current team, and he was going to let, I guess, Shire and Nolan Smith and whoever else the other assistant is to take care of the recruiting. That's a huge advantage, in my opinion, for Kentucky, because you're asking you're asking these guys who are at the top of the line to right off the bat buy into this new coaching staff, and I'm not, I can't imagine that all these guys are going to do that. Cal, I think, has a chance to really jump ahead of them this summer.
Yeah, yeah, and by the way, I need to read this. Matt Norlander wrote something very similar to what we just said. Hey, yeah. Now Kentucky can be the maybe the face of college basketball. We shall see. I don't know if that exists anymore. I'm not sure who the hell the face
is. Yeah, I'm not
going to
write
college basketball
Villanova out off yet.
I would agree. Yeah, I would absolutely agree. But, you know, yeah, if you're Cal, it's like, okay, Kay's gone. You have to worry about John Shire and Mark Few. Go out there and get it done. What did you make of the Brad Stevens stuff yesterday? Oddly enough, that happened, and a few hours later, the Coach K stuff happened. I don't think Duke wanted to announce it yesterday. I'll go down swinging on that, but what did you make of Indiana's favorite son who's never going to come home, Rick? What did you make of Brad Stevens? Pat Forty thought it was a demotion, and I agree with him.
Yeah, I mean, can you name, like, the team president of many NBA teams? You really can't.
No.
I'm surprised. I mean, I'm not sure what qualifies him to be the team president of the Boston Celtics. He's obviously got his chance to coach and has been there, 8 years now, and it's obvious that it was going the wrong direction. And I think in any professional sports team that after a while people start tuning out the voice, I guess I'm surprised that's the direction Brad Stevens wants to take his career. It's kind of a sign that he's either burned out on coaching or he wants to challenge himself with something different, or it's not a good sign for his coaching career. That doesn't mean he can't come back in 3 or 4 years and become a coach again, but at this point it's an admission of failure really with the Celtics, because this is the prime time when they were supposed to be in the finals winning championships, and they've been jumped over by the Bucks and the Nets, obviously, and even the Atlanta Hawks.
I agree. Oh, yeah, a number of teams. Was there a reaction, and if so, what was the reaction whenever Brad Stevens, this news comes out in Indiana Hoosier land?
I saw some people who said, you know, it made sense now why he didn't come to Indiana, because he knew all along this is the job he's going to get, and he can spend more time with his kids and his family and all this stuff. I don't know. I mean, I'm a little bit surprised that he wasn't the Duke guy in many ways. I always thought that was going to be the play for him, because I think Coach K had a lot of admiration for him, but either that wasn't the way Duke looked at it, or Brad really doesn't want – he might have the same outlook as Billy Donovan, that I don't want to go back to college and do the recruiting. That's just not fun.
But their failures, they're bad in the NBA, Rick. This is what I don't understand. Billy Donovan, he's with the Bulls. They had 10 teams make the postseason. 20 of the teams made the postseason in the NBA, Rick, and he doesn't make it. He doesn't make it. And it's about talent, and, you know, and you can't get guys, right? And this is a situation to where if it is seen at any point as a demotion, that means the clock's on Brad Stevens. You can say, well, he can go get another job. Great. And there's not a lot of great jobs in the NBA. You could say, well, every job in the NBA, there's 30 of them, is great. I understand that, but they don't win. They don't win. The players.
Well, every job isn't great, because the Memphis Grizzlies job, I don't think
it's great. Oh, man, you better watch out.
Man.
You just hurt Mitchell Hannigan's feelings. He loves Ja Morant. He was asleep over there. He was on TikTok.
I love Ja Morant, but I don't think that's a great job coaching the Memphis Grizzlies.
I agree. But you know what I mean? Like he turned down $70 million guaranteed. Guaranteed, if you believe those reports, which I think you do, for Indiana.
Right.
They don't have top-level success in the NBA. That's what kills me about these ultra-competitive guys. They go to a situation, and they don't have that massive success. I don't know.
Billy was right there knocking on the door. Wasn't he up 3-1 in the Western Conference Finals?
And then they blew it up.
Westbrook and Durant, and they lost.
And then they blew it up, and then his players left. And then all the players left, and now he kicks around, and he's with the Bulls. He's with Zach LaVine. I mean, come on.
The difference, I mean, Billy's got two titles. So, I mean, Billy, and he's a little bit older. Brad Stevens is still a relatively young guy, and he has no titles. And he's been with the Celtics now 8 years, and
you know, he's been treated with kid gloves there, really. I mean, this is the first year he really got some criticism, and, you know, it's like he's got some criticism, so now it's like, okay, I'm gonna take this other job and not take the heat anymore. So I have more understanding of Billy Donovan than I do with Brad Stevens, and Brad's always been a most favored nation status with the media.
Yep.
I
mean,
when he was with Butler,
yeah,
you know, people compared him to John Naismith, and then he goes to the NBA, and everybody thought he was going to be this James Naismith. I'm sorry, but people thought he was going to go to the NBA.
He's been good. I mean, he's been good. Yeah.
He's been okay.
Yeah, he's been good,
but he's never been to the NBA Finals.
Mm-mm.
And that's the Boston Celtics. And he got 8 years, and he and Ainge together, I mean, they had like, what, three or four first-round draft picks several of those years, and he's had good players, and the Kemba Walker thing really hasn't worked out. And Jason Tatum is terrific, but, you know, it's just not, it just hasn't worked.
Do you feel bad at all for Julius Randle? He stunk
it
up.
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he had a really great year and got a lot of praise for it and came to the NBA Finals and didn't play well. And I don't know whether that's on him or the coaching staff and the adjustments they made, or and Trae Young came into Madison Square Garden and beat him twice. And, you know, I'm sure the back page of the New York Post and New York Daily News today are pretty ugly. It's going to be that way for a while when you live in New York. They're going to keep bringing that up until you finally break through. So, yeah, I feel sorry for him.
Rick Bozich with us on ESPN 680-1057. I always say, and people are tired of hearing about it, my Trae Young story is, you know, Calipari's preseason manifesto where we all go in the basement there after our pulled pork lunch, Rick, and we all go down. You know what I'm talking about.
And
we all sit at the lunch tables, and then we all go down, and Calipari talks about how much money the players have made in the NBA and everything for about an hour. Well, I was standing in the back manning our equipment. We were taking a live here on ESPN Louisville, and TJ Beisner was still with Spectrum then. And he goes, hey, that's Trae Young. I was standing the entire time next to Trae Young, but, you know, he was so small. the dude was so tiny. I had no idea. And Beisner's like, yeah, it's Trae Young. He's like the number one point guard in the country. And I'm like, okay, that's why Calipari has talked for 20 minutes about how much money Anthony Davis and DeMarcus Cousins and MKG, and at the time, you know, this is what, 3-4 years ago or whatever, all those guys have made. So I enjoy. I've had a good time, actually. Watching the NBA playoffs. Rick Bozich with us here on ESPN 680-1057. I know I'm forgetting something. I'm going to go back here through my list and see where I'm forgetting things. But quickly, you guys talked about it on the podcast. I know it's been discussed on WDRB. We figured it was going to be a suspension. I figured 2 years was where it was going to be, and that's exactly what it is. What was your reaction with Churchill Downs, Medina Spirit, and Bob Baffert?
I was surprised that they were that decisive, and B, it was that severe. I mean,
really,
Churchill Downs, yeah, a little bit, yeah. I mean, I'm not used to seeing that kind of decisiveness. I guess definitely with the NCAA, but even in horse racing, and it's obvious that they were very annoyed that the Kentucky Derby has been embarrassed by the spectacle, and then the line they threw in there in the press release that his other explanation for his other tests really kind of gave off a higher level of irritation, and I tip my hat to them. I mean, they were decisive to defend their brand and their product, and I haven't seen any. I saw the reaction from his lawyer this morning on CNN, which I didn't think went very well, but I haven't heard anything from Baffert.
No, and you're not going to. And the CNN interview, the lawyer had like an old gaming headset on, Rick.
Yeah, like, it was like 6:30 in the morning, too. He wasn't on his A game. And the CNN anchors weren't having any of his excuses. And that's the thing.
Yeah.
As I wrote yesterday, they're trying to nuance this into some kind of a loophole. Well, we did this cream, but what they're not admitting is it doesn't matter.
Yeah. People don't want to hear it.
Yeah. And let's be honest, Baffert misplayed this at the very beginning. If he would have said nothing and then waited a day and then said, yeah, it was the cream, he wouldn't come across looking as bad as he does now of the standpoint of his initial forcefulness of denying this and blaming, pointing fingers in every other direction. That is what I think made a lot of people mad.
Yeah, I don't disagree. The only thing that I would say out of all of this that I would disagree with anyone on is, man, so many people bought his other excuses, Rick. So to come back now and say, well, you know, he had some transgressions, I'm like, yeah, he did in the Oaks. I'm like,
oh,
you know,
the salon pasta?
Yeah,
I mean, weed and everything else?
Yeah, I mean, I say we as a general audience, I feel like the majority of people have bought the excuses. And so now to pile on at the end, I'm like, you guys bought those excuses. You didn't have to, right? You didn't have to, but this one has been met with such skepticism, and I think the way he handled it was part of it. There's no doubt about it. He went a little bit Rick Pitino with his press conference, his impromptu press conference, but I am
smiling.
Well,
he tried to make himself the victim.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what he did. And like, there are some people that are going to believe that who are in his fan club, but after a while, I mean, you can't be the victim time after time after time. And I think in the previous cases, it's just human nature that the people within horse racing, this guy was the face of the of horse racing. He had all those success and Triple Crown wins, and they knew if things looked bad for him, it looked bad for horse racing. But it got to a tipping point this time where I think where people said, hold on, this is getting ridiculous, and he's on the other side of the tipping point.
Yeah, no, I would absolutely agree. What's Rick Bozich doing this weekend? Any big plans? What do you got cooking at WDRB? It's been a busy week here, Rick. I mean, it's been a very busy week.
Yesterday was absolutely crazy with all the stuff that was going on. Believe it or not, right now on the TV, I have Duke and Maryland on TV. That's some game from 2002. ESPN Classic must be going to run like 1,700 games that Mike Krzyzewski's coached in from now until he finally retires.
You know it.
One by one.
Not even ESPN. I mean, that's what the ACC Network should do instead of 1994 rowing. That
might be what I have on, actually, is ACC Network.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
It's Mike Dunleavy and Jason Williams.
Oh, Carlos
Steve
Boozer?
Blake.
Oh, yeah.
Boozer is out there. Yeah, I think this is the...
I guess last one.
Yeah, Boozer just scored.
What
this is in the old Maryland Cole Fieldhouse, even, where the camera's at the wrong end of the floor and you can't see very well.
I like it. There you go. A little Chris Duhon coming in the game.
Oh, yeah.
A little Dunleavy. Yeah, we got it on here. What did you make, just quickly, what did you make of the baseball teams around here? Louisville not making it. Kentucky kind of a disaster. What, 6-7 guys transferring from the program? It hasn't worked with Mingione there. I don't know. And Louisville doesn't. I'm not worried about Louisville baseball, but they don't make it. And they just cratered at the end of the season. I guess you're a baseball guy. Any opinion on what happened to the baseball around here this year?
Kentucky, I'm surprised that many guys have left since the end of the year. That does raise a lot of question marks about what's going on. And that was only how many years has it been? 4 or 5 since they had the good team with A.J. Reed? It's been a while.
Yep.
That's the toughest place to succeed in all of college sports, in my opinion, SEC baseball. All these other teams are just juggernauts. As for Louisville, I give him a throw out. He's never had a year like 2011, but this is even worse than 2011 because they've got really good players. They're going to have a couple of first-round draft picks, probably a second-round pick, and they were preseason number 2. It just happens sometimes in baseball. Strange things happen. And the bigger question I have about Louisville is, will LSU actually make a serious attempt to hire Dan McDonnell? And if they do, will he consider it? What he said on his press conference on, what was it, Monday? Yeah, Monday afternoon.
Monday.
Was that they had not contacted him. He didn't say, you know, he wasn't interested. He didn't say he wouldn't go there. He just said it was a byproduct of how much success they have. I mean, that's the number one or number two job in college baseball.
Yep.
And he's been here long enough that you wonder, like, does he need a new challenge? Does he want to change? Does he want to go somewhere where you're going to have 10,000 people in the park every game and you're going to compete in the best league in the country as a competitor with that appeal to him? I don't know.
Yeah. No, it's going to be something that there's no doubt we watch here as we go into the summer months. Well, Rick, take care. Stay away from the cicadas, and we'll talk and the dog, and we'll talk with you next week. Thank you so much.
All right. Thanks, guys.
All right. Rick Bozich with us here on this Thursday. A little Rick Bozich on a Thursday.
Heck, yeah. I've been watching this game. I mean, Duke did have some ballers on this team.
Oh, you think?
Yeah, Shane Battier.
They're like Carlos, 9 pros on that team.
Yeah, Carlos Boozer, Jay Williams.
Jason Ennis is here.
Oh, is he? When did he sneak
in
here?
That must be odd, given that, you know, Mitch.
Yeah.
What he said yesterday. Oh. Ence didn't even hear it, did he? He didn't even hear it. See, he didn't hear it.
He's confused.
Oh, boy.
Oh.
Oh, boy.
You gotta pull that sound.
Oh, boy. We need to pull that sound.
Yeah. Did you sneak in here, Ence?
Yeah, he's right there. He's wearing his Man U stuff. We know you like Man U.
There he is.
There he is.
Fully bearded, Jason Ence.
Can you give me Dan Issel? Can you give me a Dan Issel sound here before we take a break here? Mitchell Hannigan, a Dan Issel sound. Go from
Michael?
Today. Give me the other one. Give me the other one.
You know, it's like it misses by an inch. And he calls it a strike, and everybody's going nuts because it's not in the box. And
in a row is drop, Issel, Michael. Issel, it misses by an inch, not in the box.
Michael.
Followed by a mini Diener moan. That's back to back to back. Give me the Diener moan.
Yes, give me the moan.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, wait, let's hear it again.
Oh, gosh.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Dang.
Ooh.
Diener.
Ooh, I like that.
I know, I do, too. A little sultry Diener.
I like that little 7 a.m. Sexy noise sexy there. I don't know what to tell you.
Sexy Diener.
I don't know what to tell you.
Michael!
Texas says, did Ence come to see Papa? Oh. Yes.
Exmark makes the mowers that care for the lawns that set the stage for the backyard life. As the commercial mowers more landscape pros trust, Exmark mowers get you on and off the lawn without compromising cut quality, comfort, or reliability. Exmark, official mowers of the backyard life, starting at $29.99. Learn about the available finance offers and check them out today at The Mower Shop, 7400 Preston Highway, Louisville, Kentucky, 502-969-6433.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
I finally find out, you know, late Saturday night that we can go Monday. I'm sorry I didn't text you guys that we were going to go Monday.
And James Strebel.
Well, we went Monday.
You sound like you're choking right now.
I am.
Are you okay? What are you choking on?
My own, like, breath.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Oh,
yeah. Cal loves this.
Little Hootie.
I have Diener loving this as well. I have Mike Pratt loving this as well.
I could totally see Diener like nod his head to this. Yeah, to the pool. Different worlds.
Hey, go. Go ahead. You know anymore?
Other girls. Sometimes they're crazy. And you wonder why.
Come on, Mitch. Lighten your day up from the ruined
Dolphins
Jim Coleman interview.
Nothing I can do.
I don't like Darius Rucker.
I don't either. Oh, you know wow. What? I'm with Mitch on this.
I like Darius Rucker with Hootie. I don't like his. I don't like country music anyway, so no. I don't like Darius
he
Rucker.
He ruined Wagon Wheel.
Wow. So you like the old Crow Medicine Stover?
Yes.
You know who ruined Wagon Wheel? Nashville.
Because it plays everywhere. Yeah.
That's who did. Okay, so we have a number of things. A number of things.
Okay.
Just to catch the audience up on. At 4 o'clock today, and I don't know, the podcast will be up here shortly. We had Orlando Antigua on, and Strebel honked out.
Great moment for me.
It was a great moment for him.
Yeah.
You know what we should have done? We should have got Kellen on the phone to ask him a question. I didn't even think about it.
I didn't think of that either. Well, I was so focused.
You know
focused.
What? I'm not his father.
That's true.
I'm daddy two.
Yeah,
daddy one. Daddy one's got to remember I'm daddy two.
I dropped the ball on
you
that
you did
one.
Drop the ball.
I 100% dropped the ball.
So we, you know, and we may get some of that sound here. We'll play it. It's going to be on the mixtape and everything else. There's that. For people also just joining the show today, we have finally lifted Mitch. It's taken, it's taken 3 hours,
yeah.
If we're being honest, out of the funk that he's in. And I know you may say, well, he's always in a funk. And that's true.
In a way.
But today at 2:30, we were supposed to tape Chin Coleman, and we had technical issues, and Mitch cursed. He threw a chair.
Threw his headphones?
He threw his headphones. I don't know if he broke his headphones. Mitch, did you break your headphones?
Shockingly, no.
Good.
Because I threw them like three times.
No, you did.
You did, yeah.
You threw your phone, kind of. And so we had a debacle there.
Yeah.
Which was funny. He didn't find it funny, and that's kind of where we've been today. Scared of Mitch after the horrific Chin Coleman debacle at about 2:30 or so.
The first hour of the show was a little tough.
It was. It was tense.
It really was.
We're in studio today, and it was absolutely tense.
Because he's right there. When we're at your house, like we don't
you
have
can't
those,
see him.
Exactly, you can't see Mitch.
You just laugh at
you
him.
Just laugh, like, ha, ha, ha. But when he's right across from you, you see him and see how angry he is. It did make things a little awkward, but he seems like he's okay now, which is great. Good stuff.
Oh, goodness. He was mad. He was.
I've never seen him that bad.
I mean, I know. And you know what's crazy? I've never seen Mitch that mad, and I've never seen you that happy. Like, today I
wow,
saw Mitch
yeah.
as mad and as frustrated as before, and then you talking to Orlando Antigua saying your name.
It brought joy to my heart.
And not just a little bit of joy. The most joy,
yeah.
joy that I've never seen a man have
yeah.
that doesn't involve a woman.
Right.
Or a sports team.
Right.
And I guess it kind of did involve the sports team.
It did involve a sports team, but it was not like he didn't win anything. You know, he wasn't like holding up the trophy. He just talked to us.
Yeah.
That's
I
all,
appreciate
that's all
you guys. Jay's my man.
Hey, thanks, Coach. Appreciate it, Coach. Yeah.
All right, thanks, Coach. Orlando Antigua. Look at you.
I want that as a ringtone. Jay's my man.
A ringtone?
Yeah. Every time someone texts me, Jay's my man. That's what I want.
Yeah. Just a ringtone again from 1999,
yeah,
2000,
2002.
Whatever it is.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. 437-9680. We'll read more. 437-9680. Texas says Hooting the Blowfish is Ryan Lemon producing today's show.
Oh, they're more KSR stuff. Oh. More people can like Hooting the Blowfish.
I'm not going to read that one. Do you want to read that bottom one? I've never heard that expression before.
I've never heard that before.
There's the word mud and the word turtle. I don't know
where that came
it's an
from.
Odd, this, BBN. That's BBN.
That is a BBN saying, yes.
Speaking of, shame on the process.
Oh, okay. I like
Mike
this.
Mike Betson. Mikey. Michael.
Well, Mikey.
Okay.
Yeah.
Who I gave this story to him at like 8 a.m. I'm
okay.
You got it. He doesn't like to. He knows that Diener doesn't want to be shadow produced by this show.
Right.
Which I understand. Well, I don't know if I understand. But anyway, this story was right up Blankenbaker's alley today.
In his kitchen, if you will.
In his kitchen. And it bothers me to my core that Mike didn't bring it up. That the process didn't bring it up. And I don't even know if it's true.
But it's out there.
KSR put up.
This is great.
That a Louisville fan, Mitch, did you see this? That a Louisville fan was incredibly upset that a local restaurant here in the Ville
in our
had
city.
A Terry Wilson sticker where he was given the double L's down.
Damn right he was.
Okay? So here I'm just reading, okay?
Okay.
Here is what this angry Louisville fan wrote. Quote, why to this restaurant? I guess it was a review or whatever, okay? Why is there an offensive / derogatory sticker in the bar area that insults / offends University of Louisville Cardinals fans and alumni when this restaurant is located in the city of Louisville? This sticker depicts the L's down symbol, which is a well-known and recognized intentional insult to the University of Louisville. As a proud member of the Alumni Association, I'm shocked that the management at this location would allow this to be posted. Please respond to this inquiry with this restaurant's official position on the University of Louisville and this obvious insult. I suggest that this be removed immediately, and I will refrain from posting this story / pictures on the numerous Alumni Association social media sites that I belong to. Until your decision. I was with several other Cardinal graduates when we saw this offensive sticker, and they are also very upset and waiting on a response.
Boo-hoo! I mean, this is why we do L's down. This is why we do it.
I don't know if it's real.
I don't know if it's real either, but I would think it's real.
I just don't know if it's real.
You know what? I'm going to believe in my heart that it's real because Louisville fans, this is why we do L's down. Because Crybaby Satterfield, when L's down, Mark Stoops. And this is your fan base. You want to stop doing L's down? Beat Kentucky. Win. Do something.
They beat them in basketball this year.
And they still get L's down. They beat them one out of the last 10 years or whatever it was. But you don't, you want to stop doing L's down? A, win some damn games against Kentucky. B, quit crying about it. Quit crying. It's a hand gesture. Do you cry every time someone flips you the bird? Oh, he flipped me the bird. He gave me the bird. I mean, get over yourselves. I'm not going to this restaurant because it has a sticker and it hurts my feelings. And there's Louisville graduates that were with me. And you know what? We're going to call Vince Tyrae and have your restaurant shut down. You know how petty and sad you sound? Like a baby. Quit crying about L's down. I'm going to keep doing it.
Oh, I know. Thank you. Your bravery needs to be commended. You know what? Mitch was – I know Mitch is looking at TikTok, and then he looked up at the same time I did. And poor Casey Whitfield is here.
Oh, is she?
For Soccer City, and you're just screaming.
I know.
About L's down, and it makes me happy.
I forgot she was here today. She has no idea.
She has no idea. She just sees a guy, okay, at the mic that she's going to use at 6 o'clock. In all blue, in cargo shorts, dad shoes.
And Asics running shoes.
Asics running
shoes. Not even the good ones.
Yeah. Also, you don't run.
No, I don't.
Also, the little aside that you don't run. All of that.
Yeah.
And she's like, I'm going to use that mic, and he's spitting all over this. Boy, save that for me.
Make sure you use the cleaner over there, Casey.
My L's down. Oh, there's a chortle. Has Casey Whitfield ever received L's down on the pitch?
It's a great question.
Oh, my goodness.
But no, I mean, seriously, like that, the
I don't
stuff
know,
like that.
I don't know how true this is. I want to believe it's true, but it's also just one sad person. And I knew you would just go into that. Now, there's another thing.
What's the other thing?
Well, and Diener's listening. So, Diener, you look out for this tomorrow. We gave the process another take.
Yes.
Because tomorrow's Friday.
Yep.
So Crumb's Revenge shows up. You know, Diener goes 7:30, Ethan Moore, and then at 8:15 or so, Crumb's Revenge arrives.
Right.
Usually.
Usually.
If the Diener show's gonna follow normal Friday pattern.
Okay.
But that first 25-30 minutes or so, that's where process can blossom.
He can shine a little bit.
Well, and we need Mitch's help with this because I'm conflicted here, okay? And he's even though Louisville Twitter hates him, we can bring him into the discussion even though he's sulking and he's having a bad day.
Absolutely.
He's looking to Morgan Wallen on Instagram. I don't know what he's doing. Is this. There's a story out there that I want Process to bring up.
To Diener.
To Drew.
Yeah.
And that is the TBT.
Oh.
They've now brought Chris Jones on. And Jerry Smith's out, and I think there might be somebody else who might be out.
Right.
And I love Shane Bohannon. But if I was a big-time Louisville fan, I don't think I would. I mean, that guy could have been a dominant player, and that led to an early exit, and it led to the early exit at the hands of a Kentucky team that was not a great Kentucky team,
right?
And Chris Jones,
he
got booted. The dude got booted.
They both got booted.
And so there's a lot of people. It's an interesting dynamic around the office,
right?
Because there's some people that are like, are they trying to just get all the guys that Louisville fans either don't like or very apathetic about?
Right.
But like, you're not going to get Russ and Siva.
It's not happening.
They broke careers. So I don't know what the reaction here is. And you reached out to Blank today.
I asked him flat out.
And Blank's in a bad spot.
Yeah, he couldn't really answer me.
Because I think he agrees with you.
Yeah, because I said this is the most Louisville basketball thing ever. And by that I mean... And I know I made Luke Hancock mad with this take, but that's fine. You know, that's what sports radio is about. But from the name of the team, three-time champs, nobody cares. Three's a cute number, but, you know, in the pantheon of things, no one cares. And then on top of that, you're bringing back two guys that Louisville fans cheered when they got kicked off the team. They were like, yeah, get them out of here. I mean, get them out. We don't want this this bad news on our team. They're bringing it down. Yeah. And so now Louisville fans are in the weird position to where they wanted them to be kicked off, and they were fine with it. And you can go back and read the tweets and the
They want to support it, but they don't know what to do.
Exactly. They're in a tough spot.
They're in the predicament that a lot of people are in. Mitch was in it with Morgan Wallen. I like his music.
But he said awful things.
But yes. He exhibits the behavior and language of a racist.
Yes. And so Louisville fans, because, again, those two guys, when they played for Louisville, more Shane than Chris Jones. I mean, Shane did some really good things for Louisville. Chris Jones
didn't do anything.
He didn't do anything other than flop against Tyler Ulis, called out for it. That was his number one thing that he did for Louisville, was get called out for an awful flop, react like Tyler Ulis punched him in the face, and he didn't.
Mitch, what do you think? Because you're stuck here watching all this happen, and I don't care about this story. I'm not against it. I'm not for it. I'm just like, whatever. Like, we haven't talked about it on the show.
Right.
But now they have collected. I think it's really funny.
I like what the texter says is just complete the Holy Trinity. Just add Brian Bowen.
Man, that'd be awesome. I mean,
I'd faint.
Honestly, I'd and actually cheer wrong. For them. I would if you know what? Brian Bowen, I would actually
you know
cheer
what?
For Louisville's TBT.
I will give $100. We will on this show, we'll do fundraising. Yes. We will pass the hat around, if you will. I will give money. I will give money right now.
If Brian Bowen joined that team, I would buy it. Like, if there are shirts out there.
You wouldn't buy a shirt.
I would.
You're not good. Dude, did you ever get your Lynn Bowden shirt, by the way?
I still haven't got that thing.
Yeah, well.
He scammed you.
It's been a month.
I hate to tell you.
I ordered a Lynn Bowden shirt for Kellen a month ago.
You gave him $30 of your
ordered
money. I gave
him $32 for this shirt.
Oh, my God.
$32.
$32.
And I haven't received it yet. I haven't even got an email. I don't know what to do. Like, I'm just stuck out here.
Well, there's not. No,
well, he follows you on Twitter. Just DM him.
You're not stuck out here. There's nothing to do. You got con.
I got con.
You got con.
I thought it was a cool looking shirt. Kellen would have been excited to open it up.
He would have.
And he would have loved it. But, I mean, I haven't heard or seen anything.
Dieter
from
says
it.
He's in for $100. I'm in for $100 as
Let's
well.
Let's go.
Are you Let, in for $100?
I'm in for $100. Done. I would. $100. Done. I will.
Done.
Venmo you whatever I need to do.
Of course, Diener's $100 is going to be from winning the Indy 500 from all the producers. Texas says, Mitch, we need the L's down forever guy. Oh, man.
Oh, yeah.
What was that from? Oh, it's the guy that...
L's down forever.
Yes! It was...
It's a fine addition to the show.
That was the extra programming after the Dino Gaudio news.
Texas says, tell Donkey Lips the flop was against Dakari Johnson.
Oh, sorry, Dakari Johnson. Whoever it was from, it was still embarrassing.
Texas says, Lynn Bowen took your $32. 100%
he did.
Yeah,
he did. He took it. He's just gone. I'm never going to see
What did
this
you
shirt.
Pay with? A credit card?
Yeah.
Oh, Strebel. Was it like a credit card? Was it?
No, it was
like
my debit card.
So it's going right to your bank account?
Yeah, it was.
It wasn't a credit. It was bank account.
It was bank account.
Oh, Strebel.
It was gone immediately.
Oh, and I don't think I'll ever see you got to have a credit card for those sorts of internet purchases.
I know, but.
What do you do? You gave Lynn Bowden your credit card number. That's essentially what you did.
Yeah.
You gave Lynn Bowden and his buddies your credit card number.
Yeah, he doesn't need it. He's got a nice house in Miami, no. I'm sure.
Well, I'm sure he does. Yeah. I'm sure he does, but he has it.
He does have it.
You can never have too many credit cards.
No. No, you can't. He's got it, but yeah, it hasn't shown up. And the same day I ordered that shirt.
Were you intoxicated? You were, weren't you?
Yeah,
yeah. Okay,
I ordered something for my wife too.
What'd you order for her?
It was a little like engraved keychain type deal. That showed up. That showed up.
Oh man, Mitch, I want to tell you this. What Strebel tried to do was a nice thing.
Yeah.
But the engraved keychain, I mean, that could not have been a gift that she was excited about.
She was.
No, she told you she was.
She posted it on Facebook.
Did she?
She did. Yeah, absolutely. She did. She posted it on Facebook. Man. She was excited about it.
Man, oh, man.
I was.
What did it say?
You want to see it? I actually have it on the keys.
Hold on. Wait, you have a matching one?
No, she put it on the car keys because she drives the car more than I do.
Oh, Strebel.
Strebel. There you go, see?
You got to see this thing.
Yeah.
Oh, man, you got to see this thing. It says, love my baseball player.
And then it's got Look at Mitch's face. And then look, hold on, wait. Man. It's got here. I'll show you the engraved
part. Where's the engraved part?
Well, I got to show it to you.
What
it's
do you
right
mean
there.
You show it to
it's
me.
Right there. Okay, you see where you okay. This,
I'm on the back.
All right, all right. That piece right there. It. Yeah, it's got Kellen's and Wyatt's numbers.
2 and 7.
Yeah, that's their numbers. She really liked it.
Well, Mitch is counting the time. He's like,
he's
got.
Like, what are we getting out
of
here?
He's like, we got 4 minutes until. Are you going to drink tonight heavily, Mitch? How are you going to? You need to not worry about.
Oh no,
Jim Coleman.
It's over. It's
there's like no sports on tonight, right?
Wait, I thought there's no NBA.
There's NBA, right? Or baseball, you got Reds and Cardinals at 7:45.
You got Reds and Cardinals at 7:45.
You gotta watch that, right?
Of course he's gonna watch that.
Yeah, please have sports.
You know, I didn't check if Donnie was blacked out on my NBA TV last night. I have Spectrum.
Oh, okay.
Was it? Does anyone know that it's Spectrum? Because I saw it did me and Mitch had this conversation. It warmed our hearts that it was blacked out in this area.
Yeah, the one Jazz game. Oh my gosh, my mic.
Boy, well.
The one Jazz game Louisville fans like wanted to watch. The only one in the series because I've been attacking them all series and they've been quiet all series.
Right.
The one game they wanted to watch, they couldn't watch.
Yeah, it was. They put Ja and Donnie on the NBA TV. Yeah.
Did they?
I mean, yeah, they put them on the SEC Network Plus, if you will.
So Louisville fans had to watch Donnie on NBA TV if they had it.
But they couldn't. For some reason, it was blacked out.
It was blacked out everywhere? Cause it's,
I don't know. I
know there's a deal with
Spectrum.
The like Memphis sports. Like they have
we get
like
some of theirs games.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah, yes. I think that was it.
Texter says, LMAO, he took his $32. Texter says, engraved keychain reads, sorry about not cycling anymore.
No, it doesn't. It was just something I saw, and I thought she might like it.
Texter says, an engraved keychain, Strebel, you're 100 years old. Texter says, an engraved keychain, is he bleeping in high school?
She liked it. She actually loved it. So, yeah. What do you get your wife? Honey, I got you a Blizzard from Dairy Queen. Here you go. Yeah. What'd you get?
Blizzard.
Nothing.
What a terrible response.
That sounds good.
Sound good, yeah.
I'm saying your wife would rather have a Reese's Cup Blizzard than that.
No, she wouldn't.
She put them on the community keys.
No, she uses this keychain way more than I do. Like, when she goes to work, she drives the car. She drives the car more than I do. I'm the van. I drive the van. She drives the car.
Texas says, please tweet a picture of the keychain.
No. How about that? You don't get to see it.
Texas says, my boss just asked on a Zoom meeting if you can see the whole thing.
Did you record it?
I mean, I don't know. Say yes.
Yeah.
Mitch, you want to get out of here with a couple pieces of sound? Anything? I mean, I think we've pretty much we've cycled through most of the things that that we need to today.
Yeah, it's been a good day. Been a good show.
I think we're going to be in that position a lot. At least I hope so.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I'm sure it's been an odd year to say the least. You had so much telehealth. I mean, with physical therapy to try to help somebody's injury, you know, hey, do this. It's nice now. It's got to be nice now to be able to actually, you know, put, you know, touch something, you know, be able to help someone's injury in person.
Oh, man.
He was trying.
Diener, he caught himself.
Yeah, he did.
He caught himself there. I give him credit, but it would have been better if he just said you can touch someone.
Touch someone.
It would have been better instead of trying to pivot. When he said that, I marked that down. I'm like, that's good sound.
Absolutely.
Oh, Texas says, I'm the man. I drive the van.
I do. I have the kids more than she does. I take
Texas says it was blacked out on Sling. Yeah, I mean,
they
I guess it was.
It on Sling?
I just have regular cable from Spectrum. I meant to flip over, but the game was over at the point that I was going to flip over because I was enjoying the Knicks stinking.
Right.
That's where I was.
Your heart was being warmed by them being beat.
It really was. It really was.
The Garden's back.
The Garden. All right, let's get out of here today. Good work, fellas. Back at it tomorrow. I'm sure there'll be other items we can talk about. We'll have the mixtape and normal nonsense. You know what's up. Soccer City, City coming up next. Bonus hour, over on 93.9 The Ville. Everyone have a good weekend.
I love Pharaoh. I did too. Yeah. My son loved Pharaoh. It was one of the first sports stories he got into. I don't want to think American Pharaoh is now Mark McGwire.
CarMax is hiring experienced auto technicians for many of its 200-plus stores nationwide. If you're looking for a job where you can make a great living while working on the cars that you love, then CarMax is the place for you. Join CarMax to grow your technical expertise and work with state-of-the-art tools and technology. Work with the cars you love. Join CarMax. Apply today at CarMaxAutoTech.com.